The lesson from Kabla TV. Rav, please.
We call spiritual work the work above reason. And we need to understand more and more what does it mean above reason. That it's not according to our intellect, we understand that. The fact that it's not according to our emotions, our feelings, we also understand, but what does it mean to be above reason, nevertheless? Reason is actually in the spiritual structure. It's a special combination between feelings and the intellect. There's keter chokma binat dat, and it's a special combination between feeling, which comes from Bina, and the intellect, which comes from Chokhmah. So even to work even above that, how can you work above that? How can we grasp even the tip of this principle in order to advance with it in our lives, in our spiritual process that we want to go through? So I think we need to understand that it's simplest for us to feel it this way, as if we want to come closer to the new vessels, we need to try, not with our mind and not with our feelings, to work, but rather in coming closer to the friends only. That is, if I want to understand something, to attain something, to make one step forward in spirituality, I don't do it with my intellect, where I'm searching, where is it? And there are many amongst us who work with their intellect. Altogether, we are all not fools. There's mostly people that come to the Wisdom Kala is pretty developed, even more than usual regular people. And even in their feelings, we have mostly more demands for this world, for himself, for others. Therefore, we need to understand here that neither by the feelings nor by the intellect can we advance. It's not like I'm lacking to learn something else in the books, or am I missing something to feel myself and awaken myself to feel something, but rather only in coming closer to others, to the friends, because that's actually the practical action that we can do, that we can carry out in the correction of the system of Adam Rishon. And then, from this, as I come closer to others, I need to feel inside the extent in which closeness, the tendency to come closer spiritually, it could even be physically, where I come a little closer. But the main thing is that internal closeness to the ten and to the friends in the ten. The extent in which this opens in me new vessels, new kilim, and nothing else. And then I slowly, slowly move from reason to faith above reason. From corporeal vessels of this world, the corporeal intellect and feeling, to spiritual ones, which are revealed only in that tendency for coming closer upon disturbances, upon indifference, upon that inner rejection that I have towards the friends, towards the ten, towards Bnei Baruch altogether. Therefore, we need to locate this, to the extent in which I open my heart, want to come closer to them. To that extent, I understand more. As it's written, it's not the wise that learns. As it's not through wisdom, it's in vessels that begin to connect more and more. So the more they connect, as a result of the shattering, we are all scattered. The more we try to be closer, more connected to one another, by that we are creating corrected vessels. And then in these corrected vessels, we begin to feel new spiritual discernments. That's how I accustom myself to go in spiritual changes, and it's not the wise that learns, meaning it's not, I don't demand some kind of intellect or even emotional, psychological feelings. That's the psychological feeling. No, I demand proximity, closeness to the others, and from that nearing where we correct the kli of Adam HaRishon, in that we begin to understand what this integral system, this spiritual system is, what was in Adam HaRishon prior to the shattering, and what we're coming to now. And then we discover the upper system, the system of the Creator, and not to be wise or smart, book smart or anything like that, but in us, we begin to discover the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why it's called an internal wisdom. Well, this is actually what I want us to maybe also do a workshop in this now in order to strengthen what I said now more. So let's first of all talk about, what did I just say? Try and repeat it. How do we perceive reality in the corporeal world? How do we need to perceive reality in the spiritual reality? How do we develop new vessels to perceive spiritually? And what do we need to do for that? Relative to our shattered state in the Kli of Adam HaRishon, towards correcting the Kli. Please. Workshop. Meanwhile, talk, find some questions, start asking later, and we will explain it and scrutinize it together. Please.
Sheila, איך אנחנו רואים בכל החוכמה?
Rav, question. How do we see in all the wisdom of Kabbalah that spiritual attainment depends on coming closer between us? All the wisdom of Kabbalah works that way and speaks that way. So where do we see it from the spiritual paltsuf? That coming closer between the pieces, the parts of the paltsuf, overcoming the separating forces, specifically overcoming them, makes the conditions for receiving the light in the paltsuf.
Rav, meaning we're feeling between us, like between the friends and the ten, a certain degree of thickness, of coarseness between us. And this coarseness is truly very broad. We have no idea how much rejection, hatred, and distance we are from one another, but a certain measure is being disclosed to us that where we can overcome it. And then to the extent in which we feel ourselves as distant naturally, where nevertheless we're not in one heart, and the extent in which we can come closer to one another and be in one heart as we are distant from one another, that's our foundation, our base. That's the bottom of the partsuf. When we can connect nevertheless, despite that, in some kind of desires between us, that will be the internality of the partsuf. When we can, in this internality, work together in receiving in order to bestow towards the Creator, that's already, we have the toch of the partsuf and the rosh of the partsuf, and this is how we build ourselves. Meaning everything is built upon there being a big will to receive that distances between us, great hatred, like the students of Rabbi Shimon who discovered this every day more and more, and they overcame it and connected above this hatred somewhat. And by that, they built the toch, the internal part of the partsuf, and the address to the Creator, which is the rosh, the head of the partsuf. In such a way, they begin to discover between them the qualities of the Creator practically in those qualities that can come closer between them. And if they come closer that way, they connect that way between them. And this is how you build the partsufim and ascend. And the more you rise up, there's all of a sudden more in each new degree, great distancing and hatred, and above that connection and love and equivalence with the Creator, which is the force of general love. And this is how we rise up until we correct ourselves to absolute love. Please talk about this. How do we make from the ten in such a way a spiritual partsuf which rises more and more in resembling and connecting and adhering to the Creator? Please.
Coarseness and rise to a new level.
Rav, how do we get used to making efforts, not with our intellect and not with our feeling, because it's a corporeal intellect and corporeal feeling that we have? We need to rise above them, above reason. How do we get used to making efforts, not with our feelings and our intellect, not with our vessels of now, but rather only in attaining a new connection between us? How do we accustom ourselves to that, to be in a active, practical way this way? Please. Of more and more connection. Rav, how do we sustain our connection so that it won't fall, so it won't change, weaken, so it won't be obscured? How do we hold on to it and constantly, of course, in order to hold on to it, we need to just care for it and only strengthen it. How do we do this? How do we maintain and protect the connection and increase it each time? Because our whole spiritual walking depends on this. How do we want to feel, demand to feel, so that to the extent of our connection, we feel our proximity to spirituality, towards bestowal, towards love, towards the Creator? How do we, when will we start to feel that we're entering ibur, gestation, yenika, to suckling, to adulthood, where we're going through actual spiritual states in the connections between us? It only depends on connection. So how do we stand upon this and care for this and constantly worry about this? Let's say we're going out to the air, to the day, to our day. So what happens when we go out there from the lesson? The whole world, the whole of humanity, this whole big mess that the Creator created, meaning the whole Kli of Adam Arishon, enters between us, between the 10 people. I have a 10, and then the world starts to enter in the 10, which I connected to some degree, and the world enters inside and starts to bring its coarseness, its thoughts and desires, etc. And it has to be, otherwise we will never come to the general correction. We need to be incorporated with that, with it. So when we're incorporated by it throughout the day, where the world influences us and is between us, between the friends, like it or not, this is how the Creator arranges these things. And we need to understand that it's not a matter of the world or politics or economy, etc., but rather the big desire that of the Kli of Adam Arishon enters between us, and we are influenced by it in order to return back to a connection between us upon what they influenced us with. And then despite them bestowing to us all kinds of additional ego pieces, we try in the connection between us, and by that are already in coming closer between us into an increasing connection. So here comes the question, how do we work in this? How do we come out of the lesson and not forget that our integration with the broad world is in order to be impressed somewhat by the broad world, but without disconnecting from one another? And then we absorb from the broad world only those things that we truly need to receive and absorb. And this way, we will then work in correction through this. Where if we don't separate one another, then the whole broad world that throughout the day influences us is incorporated correctly, so that we will be able to correct it. And by us correcting it inside of us, we are also influencing it outside of it, outside of us. Because there's a certain connection already between what's inside and what's outside. And then in such a way, when we include it within, and it doesn't bother us to disconnect between us in the 10 throughout the day, then by that we also give to them our connection, and then by this correct the world, and they slowly, slowly become a part of our partsuf, the sof of the partsuf, tanhi of the partsuf. We can't work in this in a practical manner, but it's included with us in a manner that it becomes the active part, the chagat of the partsuf. And this is how we operate. We absorb from it, and in such a way, transfer to it. And again, the next day it will be different again, and this is how it is every day. How do we do it throughout the day? How do we do the work after the lesson? As we connect, and only in our connection we want to attain new spiritual discernments. How do we, throughout the day, when we go out, do we also protect ourselves to be connected and also to absorb influences from the world which influence us inevitably? And with that, try to be, to remain connected. And this way we influence the form of connection, the nature of our connection to the external world as well. Meaning we have...
Slicha. יש לנו עבודה גדולה במשך היום.
Meaning we have great big work throughout the day in correcting ourselves towards the absorption of the world inside of us and correct it in the way that we can bestow to it, influence it. That's to correct the world in Malchut Shaddai, which will eventually be, but already in the small parts, we will come closer to it. Please, workshop. How do we throughout the day work with ourselves and with the broad public? A new illumination for the world. Rav, if we work like that, what could be the connection between the tens? And what could there be connection, and when could there be connection, and what will we attain in that? According to the system of Adam HaRishon, we need to all be connected to one another. When will we begin to feel that we're capable and can, and there's a need to connection between the tens? Please.
See from
Rav, how do we hold on to one another such that only to the measure of connection, the measure of closeness between us and the ten, our spiritual true feeling depends upon? Only through the power of connection between us, we come closer to the Creator as well, and then receive from this action a spiritual result, a spiritual feeling. How do we hold on to that, keep that? How do we protect all the friends so that they won't start once again to work with their corporeal intellect and feeling, but rather only in coming closer between us, in the eternality between us and the group, we will attain the spiritual discernments. From the connection that I had previously to the connection I have now, the difference between this and that gives me a feeling in my spiritual advancement. How do I constantly pay attention to only that? And how by this do I also want to strengthen the friends? Because I depend on them and they depend on me. Altogether, our correction must be general in the ten and beyond that after that. How do we not go down from defining the process and the state, our spiritual state, only according to the extent of connection between us, and only concern ourselves with that more and more? If I didn't advance in the connection with my friends in the whole ten, I didn't realize my obligation towards correction. I wouldn't live in spirituality. I would live in corporeality. Meaning the difference between spirituality and corporeality is what I want to advance in my existence. The current intellect and feeling, or connection between us, which will raise us to a spiritual intellect, which is called faith above reason. Please. What do we do? It's written, you should put guards and policemen on all your gates. How will I make it so that there will be protectors and guards and all that will protect me from disconnecting from spiritual action, which is connection, and the spiritual result, which is the result of the connection?
Рав, доброе утро. А как максимально эффективно заботиться о товарищах?
how to take care of the friends in the maximum effective way.
Awaken the need for closeness in them, but purposeful closeness. As we talk now, that to the extent of closeness between us, we establish the spiritual vessel. So that should be clear to them that the spiritual vessel is in the power of connection between us. And here we truly need to see how much I invest, how much I am ready to give the connection between us all, as this is the measure of my desire for spirituality, by which I actually present the Creator his vessel of revelation and bring him contentment.
Buongiorno maestro, grazie per l'opportunità di chiedere. Hai accennato.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask. You said there is a mixture between the work of the 10 and the 99% outside when we go and bring a light. And I see this as a danger when we go outside. How do we work in this way to not fall?
We need to understand that altogether we're in one vessel, one kli. If we were to live on some desolate island, not connected to anyone, we wouldn't talk to anyone about this. But we need to understand that reality is this way. The whole vessel of Adam HaRishon is divided to Rosh Toch Sof. And the fact that we want to connect between us, by this we build the toch, the inner part of the pratsuf, and the rosh of the pratsuf, of the kli, of the head of the kli. And the general public, the mass that has yet to come to connection and to correction, that will come in the, that's called the sof of the kli, the end of the kli. So we need to simply think about how we are incorporated with it, because our work, especially in our times, as it's the general correction, we need to think about the public, because we need to see that we do want them. We're not like the first Kabbalists who lived in some cave or in monasteries or some closed places, in small villages. That, well, altogether, Kabbalists had a tendency to isolate themselves, there's no obligation to work towards the correction of the world. And that's how they also wrote books and also spoke between them, that in the future, the time will come when there will be also a correction with the whole world. We are already in a different state. Like it or not, we are incorporated with the whole world. That's why I gave the picture of us throughout the day absorbing into us the desires of the whole world. And we also need to process them. There's nothing we can do about it. We are integrated from the whole world. And then, as we connect between us, we need to also take that into account, that the connection in the 10, like it or not, somewhat, as we absorb it from the broad world, in such a way we connect each time more and more with the world, with some part of the broad world, and when we go out to the broad world later, it spreads out. If we like it or not, we are going out to the general kli. And the world changes and advances as well. And it also advances towards the understanding of correction and connection. You will see this will happen pretty fast. And that's how we work.
Yes, dear Rav, during the day, when you connect with the Ten above all the disturbances, meaning you dissolve into the request and the friends, what is the Rosh in this work and what is the Toch?
We don't yet build a Partsuf. The Partsuf is built from above as a result, as a response to our efforts. Do you understand? This our desires, which will be the toch, the internal part of the partsuf, but these are desires to connect between them, despite the differences between them, and the rosh are the intentions to attain adhesion with the Creator out of the connection between us, from the connection between us. It's not that I'm alone, and not that in some other way, but rather between us attain the measure of connection, so it will be resembling the Creator, so that the bestowal between us will establish for us general bestowal towards the Creator. You'll discover this, you'll feel that it's revealed this way.
Можно? Я просто хочу уточнить, если можно. Вот когда вы сказали, что весь мир...
If I can be more precise, when you said the whole world, basically the outer part of the world, that we included in it, how do we correct it correctly?
It's exactly aimed that way from above, that seemingly the whole world is bothering us, so that we will strengthen our connection between us with all the disturbances from the world. That's why there is a commandment not to distance ourselves from the public, because we need to include the thoughts and intentions of the public. But it's not that we're truly absorbing it, but rather as much as they enter and bother and separate between us, we accept it as a detail that is given to us from above, from the Creator, and arranged that way. And then we work on the connection between us despite all those external disturbances, which we don't feel them as disturbances, but rather as a help against us, the help that works against our advancement, but becomes an assist. And that's how we advance. We need to see these things, not because we love them, those thoughts and desires that are external, but rather we understand that without that we will not advance. So they influence us, and we all together work on the connection between us together with all the disturbances. We need to learn how to work with this, but we need to understand that this is actually the source of the new vessels with which we will advance. Our work, nevertheless, is in constant connection. And in the connection between us, and the connection between us with the external disturbances, which in such a way are included in the connection as well. We will see how this works in the connection between us in the Partsuf. But that's already the beginning of the building of the spiritual Partsuf.
Hello, Rav. Question from a friend. Is it okay to say that the connection between us, that cloud of love, always exists in parallel? It exists in parallel and it never stops this spiritual influence as far as it concerns our connection.
You're right. You're right. We need to feel it that way, that we have a connection between us, and despite the world, the external world operates and influences us and wants to seemingly separate, confuse, and distance us from the spiritual goal. Nevertheless, we hold on to connection, and all these external disturbances need to be processed, not repulsed, not rejected, don't push them away or cancel them, but rather with them together, we increase our connection. That's it.
¿Qué debo hacer?
A question from a friend.
Para no caer en la apatía o en el desánimo por el trabajo de mantenernos hacia la conexión.
What am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do in order to fall into apathy or indifference in the work of connection?
I need to see that my advancement in spirituality is through increasing connection. There's no other means. We return to the connection, the correction of the Kli of Adam HaRishon, where we need to connect all the shattered vessels. And the Creator arranges for us the order of the corrections, because we don't understand. If we were to see the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon and how it's connected, how it's shattered, how it is broken, and its pieces are so distant from one another. It's like a baby that you bring it a Lego to put together, or a puzzle. He doesn't know what to do with it. So the Creator arranges us in a 10, like we learned in the article of Bala Sulam, the Arvut, and several others, that the Creator brings a person to the good fate and says, take. And then we need to start working with this. And each time the Creator arranges for us additional personal and external desires. We talked about today how we get the external influences from the broad public, internal ones where we're constantly changing according to the extent in which each develops in his own personal corrupted will to receive. And this is how we need to move towards the purpose, towards our correction.
Rab, estaría bien concebir a los amigos alrededor de Malhut, es decir, de cada uno de nosotros.
Is it correct to see ourselves as like in Malchut, each and every one of us?
Yes, each of us is a part of Malchut, and the connection between us creates the first nine.
Yes.
Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, как нам правильно оберегать товарищей от залипания в материальном мире, да, то есть в разуме, знаниях?
How to guard the friends correctly from falling to the corporeal world, to the reason, if that's our basis, because without this we can't rise to spirituality.
First of all, it's not correct that through the corporeal world we can rise to the spiritual world. We can rise to the spiritual world above the corporeal world. It's faith above reason. And it's not that we can take something else other than disturbances that we will invert specifically to spiritual vessels, and that we will rise above them. That's Zalipanya, like you're saying. I don't know. If you're connected to the corporeal world and you can't disconnect, it's a sign that you don't have the right connection with the Ten. Because it's certain that if you come to the group, you feel the extent in which, for a time, you forget about this world. So you need to bring yourself in a different way.
That's,
I'm connected to the group in a permanent way. And allow the corporeal world enter my spiritual world, my group, when I allow it, when I feel that it can do something. And not the way the corporeal world operates and truly manages it. Only in such a way I put the preference of spiritual development upon corporeal existence.
Мы сейчас выходим в наш мир, да, в день с объединением.
We now go out to our world, to our day, with connection to the ten. Now, do we need to add to that to the exit to the world, the connection between the tens?
No, by no means no. Leave the connections between the tens. I don't see it in a nice way because you're still in the ten, you're not connected. And this will just distance you from connection inside the ten. The ten has to be as the foundation when it exists under all the conditions that we go through. Then as an addition, we can connect with other tens. Otherwise, it will be, you can just help externally, but not for the internal connection where you become as one ten and you want to be connected in the heart and mind, intellects, intentions. That's not good. It's not good. You didn't yet build the first degree, the first spiritual correct degree, and you want to jump to the second one already. It won't work. And don't do all kinds of actions that you don't understand. What we're doing here, do exactly that. Hear it again and again, the morning lesson, and let that protect you from doing mistakes. That's how it is.
Que doit-on demander entre nous afin que cette prière puisse également modeler les désirs des gens du monde d'une façon qu'elle leur soit.
What to ask between us so that the prayer will influence the people in the outside world, so that the prayer will be effective.
As strong and connected as we will be inside the ten, it will influence the external world. We don't need to invest in the external world too much, but rather just dissemination so that they will know that there is such a thing. That we are telling them that by connection we can overcome all the corporeal actions in a language that they understand and in actions that they also understand and no more than that. Concentrate more on the connection between you. And don't run all the way to all kinds of external actions as if they're important. There is nothing more important than the connection in the ten. And don't build yourself some more important goals. You simply, by this, are destroying your spirituality.
Moscow 5.
Раф, подскажите, как возвращаться к объединению в десятке в течение дня, если иногда...
Раф, please say, how to come back to the connection with the ten during the day? If sometimes when you're at work, you can't even put together a sentence in your head.
Just need to listen to lesson again. What we talked about for the first hour, every single day you get a certain portion, a new dose of how to advance onward spiritually. So that first hour needs to be ready in you, and you put on your recorder and hear, put your on the question.
Gil, repeat the question. Yes, so Jesus is asking, if the Creator doesn't allow all the friends to be in the lesson, so how can the ten be as support for all the other tens?
I also don't understand the question.
If the Creator creates a reality where not all our 10 is in the lesson.
That's the Creator, not the friends does this, yes?
Yeah, the Creator made this reality. How can then our 10 support other 10s?
Join another 10. What do you mean support? If we are weak and the friends don't come to the 10, to the lesson, so then what can our 10 be so strong that's supporting something? I don't understand. What is that word to support? It could be that our 10 then needs to search by what can it complement itself, complete itself, by such friends that will come to the lesson and that won't sit at home somewhere and be disconnected from us and think that that's their participation. We count friends by live participation. Live participation in the lesson. Do you understand? And a friend's not in the lesson, for me, he's not a friend. He's not a friend for me. That's it. Just as it is written, friendship or group or death. I'm either in the society or I'm dead. One or the other. That needs to be the law for each and every one of us. If you want to enter spirituality. If not, then you can hear our lesson. You can hear our lessons. We're open for everyone. But you're no longer in the groups of Bnei Baruch, as a group is called, one that takes on the conditions that Kabbalah lays for us and advance accordingly. That's how it works.
Rafa, подскажите, мы сейчас вот Рабаш читали о важности товарища.
Rav, please tell us, we just read from Rabash about the importance of the friends, and it says that a person works in faith above reason, and when he chooses a friend, he already looks at him in faith above reason. Now, you just said that if a friend is not in the lesson, he's not a friend. How can then you know who is a friend?
Maybe you need to read a few more. Are there a few other articles? What did you get? One article. What's written there against what we're talking about? How can I take a friend as a friend if he's not with me in the lesson? As the lesson is exactly the means for spiritual advancement, meaning he's not walking with me on this advancement towards spirituality. So how does that work? The fact that I'm sitting at in the pub with him at the evening and drinking a beer?
So who is a friend? The one who gives me importance of the goal. Who is my friend?
A friend is one who is walking with me together in all that we need in order to attain our common spiritual goal, where I can't do it without him and he can't do it without me. If I'm now in the battle, and every lesson for us is a battle against our ego, how we locate it, how we triumph over it, in order to come closer to the Creator through the connection. If he's not with me, then what friend is he? It's not a friend. Not with drinking and not with drugs. If he's not in the morning lesson with his full force and cannot participate with us in the attack on the connection that every morning lesson we're in this attack for connection, if he's not in that, then that's it. He ran away from the battlefield. That's how I look at him. I can't love him already. I can't connect with him. I'm already in hatred towards him. Until he distances, and then it'll be like everyone. There needs to be... We need to decide about states in a very clear way.
Сейчас, когда мы останавливаем связи между десятками,
now, when we are building connections between the tens, different groups, how will it affect us if we
You need to connect to all the tens, to the connections of partnerships. But it's not that you are connecting with some ten like one ten. The ten is the ten. It's an intimate matter. It's like you're in your family with your wife and your kids. And you're a family. And you're also in some friendship, certain nice relationships with other families. No more than that. Also, the group is even more intimate than it is with the family, because it's spiritual. Therefore, you need to understand that the ten is a ten, and the connection with other tens is only in order to feel that we're not alone, that we're together, that we can help them, and they can help us. But that's already external. It's not that we're becoming a truly as one ten. That is impossible. Also, in the system of Adam HaRishon, it is impossible. Every ten is a nucleus on its own. And there's a connection between these nuclei, between the tens. But it's already an external connection. It's not the same connection. We're learning this just like between the partsufim. It's not like two drops of water that become one drop. The ten is an eternal structure.
Barur, Kab Yud
One. Hi, Rav. In your earlier explanations, and just a moment ago, actually, you spoke of emotions not being involved in our work, but you also refer to the need to feel the connection between us. Is this feeling that you refer to more like sight or hearing is in corporeality? I mean, what is the difference between emotion and feeling in this?
The feeling that stems from my corporeal life is a feeling that I recognize, I know, I feel. And the feeling that comes from my connection with friends is not something that exists between people of this world. It's where we're connected between us, upon the rejection between us. And if there is rejection, then there's no connection. Connection can only occur upon the rejection. And then we connect this way between us, above the rejection, and from this connection, we seek how to connect more and more. And when we want to connect even more, we will feel even more the ego that separates between us. And then upon that ego, which is renewed, we once again will discover the tendency for connection between us. That's the process I'm talking about. Again, you need to go back to the beginning of the lesson. What did I say? That we need to build new vessels, not according to our current vessels of reception and understanding and feeling, which is considered to go above reason, to new intellect and feeling, which stem from the connection between us, contradictive to the intellect and feeling that we have corporeally.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that coming closer isn't mind and feeling, and someone asked you, and you said that even prayer is a result of us getting closer together. I can't clothe this in any clear way, if you could explain that. what that means.
When you need to listen to the lesson several times and read all of our excerpts about faith above reason, how we disconnect from the corporeal mind and heart and ask for spiritual mind and heart that are built on bestowal and not on reception. This is why I so emphasize that connection comes before everything, connection in the ten. And then above the connection, you develop your new feelings, spiritual ones, our intellect. You develop two systems, mind and heart, spiritual ones. What are spiritual ones? They are built on your connection in the ten. This is why connection first, and then how to work with this connection in advancing toward the Creator. By this, you begin to build a potsuf, the structure of the soul. Again and again, listen and think, and we won't leave it. We are advancing. Tomorrow we'll talk about it in a new and different way. And likewise, every day, as much as the Creator allows, we will open it up in advance. Good luck to you. Do what we talked about.
How can we depict something that I don't have?
Through connection, mister, through connection. This is what we've been talking about for the past hour and a half. Now you're asking. This is why I'm not answering you. But I want to stress by this, and this is my answer. By this, I want to stress that you have to start going into where we are. How you can picture the things we're talking about by disconnecting from the corporeal mind and heart and building your spiritual vessel through the connection with the friends. First comes connection, and in the connection you'll discover Chokhmah, Binah, Daat, and everything you're talking about. But otherwise, it'll just be words on a paper.
This word, connection, I've been hearing it for so many years, and now we're trying to get into it. In the lesson, I can feel it. Afterwards, it disappears. And you crawl like a beast all day. You can't do anything with this donkey. So you live from a lesson to a lesson. And except for the lesson, the whole time is just for nothing.
It's because you're not getting the connection that I want to awaken in you during the lesson. A lesson is in order to elevate you to a new level of connection. And out of that, you'll begin soon to attain spirituality inside the connection between you. And then you will see what is reason and feeling and intellect, but spiritual ones, which altogether are called faith above reason. So if you come out of the lesson and all you have left from the lesson is that you attended the lesson and that's it, it's not good. Then keep listening to it in your earphone all throughout the day, again and again and again, and you'll see how much you didn't hear, how much you missed. Today we spoke about very important things, general things, how we practically elevate ourselves from the corporeal level to the spiritual level and build, instead of the corporeal mind and heart, through our connection in the ten, spiritual mind and heart. Other than the mind and heart, both in this world, in corporeality, what we received in our substance, and in spiritual mind and heart, that's all we have. But in the corporeal mind and heart, they work in the will to receive for ourselves, and the spiritual mind and heart, work in the desire to bestow, with the aim to bestow. That's it. So first we have to come into something that is in order to bestow, and that's only in connection, in my inclination to connect with others. And there, in this inclination, we begin to develop spiritual mind and heart. And this is called faith above reason, the degree of Bina, above the degree of Malchut.
A pergunta é, do que depende a conexão que podemos alcançar na aula matinal?
What does the connection that we can attain in the lesson depend on?
Again, please.
What does the connection we can attain in the lesson depend on?
The connection depends on our common effort to connect and on our common prayer to the Creator to connect us. Clear? Good. Now, Mac 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот эти усилия, которые мы преодолеваем, чтобы отключиться от этого мира.
Thank you, Raf. These efforts that we're doing in order to disconnect from this world and connect to the Ten, are they building the Parzuf?
Precisely this is called building the Parzuf. Not that they accompany or help build the Patsuf, but rather these efforts to connect us in the group, they are what build our spiritual Patsuf. In this, we are in practical Kabbalah. And this is what we have to do. Yes, Oren.
The excerpt you were speaking about is in the article you have made me from below and from front and behind. What is wanted from man are three things: separation, mitigation, because the light was created from the darkness of this light, and the advantage of light is from the darkness. This is the matter of the klipa came before the fruit. That's why one who becomes a partner to the Creator in the action of Genesis, he extracts the light from the darkness.
Yes, likewise, when we build our spiritual potsuf, the Ten, by this we become partners with the Creator. We do it from the side of the kli, from the vessel, out of the darkness, and the Creator helps us out of the light, from the side of the light. And by this we become partners, we from below and he from above, until we connect in one carrier, which is the vessel that's filled with light in complete adhesion. Yes.
Okay, so the first excerpt we want to read is from Shamati 172. Bala Sulam says, all the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing. Since without them, we would have no possibility of approaching Him. This is so because by nature there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer to that person. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing farther. That's why, if every time he feels his distance, it doesn't change anything in his process, meaning that he knew it in advance, that he is going on the line of growing for.
Spiritual discernments, there is no other way.
We don't feel anything any day. Every day we study the same thing.
And we don't complain. We don't complain because we have to learn to work in this too in order to bestow. In other words, not to demand any results other than to be able to get up tomorrow as well. And again, try to be a giver as much as I can to the friends and through the friends to the Creator. Now, I don't demand to see or feel anything. On the contrary, I have to feel to understand that the Creator does it to me on purpose, so I will not be tempted to all kinds of depictions and leave spirituality, because I have to first of all acquire vessels of bestowal so big that even if the spiritual world becomes revealed to me, that form that will be revealed to me, I will also accept in order to bestow, not for me, but only to benefit the Creator, the friends, but not me. When I'm ready for it, the spiritual world will begin to be revealed.
So that's the patent. You don't ask for anything?
I've been telling this to you for 20 years. What can I do if you're not
listening?
I see there were three certain questions about the same sentence, so why don't I read it?
What?
The ten sefirot of reflected light clothe, ten sefirot of the upper light. Three friends asked, what does it mean to clothe?
Clothe means that they exactly fit that upper light, only they come from the guest to the host. That's it. That I receive everything in the host's bestowing towards me, and by this, I build my attitude towards the host, that it will be in the exact same form, just like he wants me to take something from him and enjoy it. I try to build vessels specifically towards this pleasure that the host is expecting me to take, and in that way I relate to him. Try to work with your feelings more. It will help you advance to building the Potsuf.
Kiev.
Kiev.
According to what you said, when I try to clothe and build the same relation to the host as he to me, I connect to the friends in the tent. What does it mean that I try to create the same relation to him as he to me?
The creator is relating to the tent, not to you. He's relating to the ten in general. And then you, together in the connection between you, can build a connection towards him. The connection between you together will be as malchut of the Partsuf. And as much as you receive from the Creator the feeling that he's bestowing towards you, you from this are building an attitude towards the Creator. From the attitude, the relationships between the friends, between the Sefirot, you're also building a relationship with the Creator. We'll learn that each and every Sefira also has 10 individual Sefirot. And in those, the 10 individual Sefirot in every Sefira, it's like that in every friend, we have also work towards the other friends in 10 Sefirot between us. And then when we connect, there is a work between us to the Creator. It's all one mechanism that has a lot of relations in it. How I relate to the friends to me, how we complete each other, how we organize all these things to be aimed towards the Creator. That's how we build the Paltzuf. After we reach a feeling and understanding how it's built, what the system is, what the spiritual cell is, then it'll be very easy. That everything will be connected, everything will be natural, everything will know what to do. I don't tell my hand, then now I have to send it somewhere and take a pen and bring the pen here. I just do it. That's how we are going to be working with the Paltzuf towards the Creator.
Each friend in our 10 feels some level of connection between us, not all of us together. What does it mean that in our connection, there is Malchut that receives something from the Creator?
How do you give to the Creator, not how you receive from Him? You hear me? Speak in a different way. How can we connect between us to such an extent that we feel that we're bestowing to the Creator? And until we don't feel we're bestowing to the Creator, it's a sign that we are still not connected.
Continuing, item 68. Malchut of direct light is Keter of reflected light. The coarsest of all, namely phase 4, becomes the most important. That is because she is the root of all 10 sfirot, of all these 10 sfirot of reflected light. It is so because this reflected light is no more than a part of the light that belongs to her, which the screen pushed backwards. Therefore, phase 4 is regarded as the ketel, meaning the root.
Okay. It's worth to read it again.
Again, 68. Malchut of direct light is Ketel of reflected light. The coarsest of all, namely phase 4, becomes the most important. This is because she is the root of all these 10 sfirot of the reflected light. It is so because this reflected light is no more than the part of the light that belongs to her, which the screen pushed backwards. Therefore, phase 4 is regarded as the keter, meaning the root.
That's it. So, we don't have anything, just reject what the Creator wants to give us. From this we'll have reflected light, like the guest and the host. He doesn't want and doesn't want and doesn't want, and then it's written that the same forces of rejection, when they accumulate together, they become the vessel of reception of the created being, to get all the abundance from the Creator. You'll see where it's written. It's in a very nice, precise, wondrous way. And we need then to understand how we can reach it. That the forces of the pushing from the Creator on one hand and the rejecting from the other hand, when they reach a certain intensity, then from that, the condition is created that the created being can receive from the Creator, the guest from the host, and it will be counted as giving to the host. Meaning, to bestow to the Creator, we can only under the condition that we can receive in order to bestow. Otherwise, it's not bestowal. If I still can't receive in order to bestow, then I'm in a state of preparation, maybe, of binah. But afterwards, I need to added to my rejection also the will to receive and to use the will to receive that it'll be receiving in order to bestow as much as I receive. Then that will be counted as giving to the Creator. Okay? Yes, Olin.
The guest is opposite from the table, sitting at the table, and rejects all the pleasures on the table.
Yeah.
What can we reject? What do we have in front of us that we have to reject?
That everything you feel in your life, you organize it in a way that it will be only towards the connection with the friends, the connection of the whole world, in order to bring pleasure to the Creator, that for now you are going in whatever you can right now and whatever is revealed to you right now, you're going towards the general correction that you will receive in order to bestow all the way, all the presentation of the Creator towards created beings. And for now, you do what you can do. What can you do? Now I'm told I need to start connecting. That's it. Love your friend as yourself. That's the general law. In what can I start keeping this law? In connection between us in the 10. And then I can go and do it. When I reach the first degree of connection in practice, then I can start seeing in that connection that the parts that reject one another, I'll start feeling in that connection above the rejection, meaning that the rejection is the aviyut and the connection is the purity. Then I start feeling between the rejection and the tendency to connect between aviyut and purity. I'll start feeling the higher reality called the spiritual world, the upper world. That is what we are coming close to. But it seems to me that we have a problem, that during the day we disconnect from the lesson, that every lesson I give a portion to advance by more and more and more, and we are not implementing it the right way, our lessons. So today, again, let's hear the lesson and connect between us and explain it to one another and hear it again, what we had in the morning lesson. The first hour in each and every lesson is the most important. So try to be constantly with this. And don't think that you already know or remember. Hear it again and again and again. And every time, it'll be new in your eyes.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, вопрос здесь написан.
Thank you, Raf. A question. It's written
that значит ли, что
return to phase four is a small part. Does that mean that what we receive is a small portion of light and what we give is multiplied several times and it becomes keter?
No, no. What Bchinat Dalet receives in order to bestow makes her expand to the degree of keter. She includes all the other sfiot in her. The Creator fills her all the way. In the end, it turns out that Bchinat Dalet is full of all the Creator. And there in Bchinat Dalet, there's a zivug, a whole complete zivu, Creator and created being. And then it takes place in all of Bchinat Dalet when she establishes the first 9 sefirot, she includes them.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
How can we develop a spiritual feeling?
Can't hear.
How can we develop spiritual feeling?
First of all, you need to fix your microphone, or don't ask how to find spiritual feeling in the 10, or only talking about that. PT 5.
It's not clear, this thing about rejection. Technically, it is clear, but in our everyday conduct, what I feel, what is pleasant in my will to receive, I want to bring it closer. What I don't like, I want to reject. I can't distinguish between them.
That's exactly it. What's pleasant, push away. What isn't pleasant, receive it. Do such exercises. It's clear to you, right? It's clear to every baby. So, come on. Tomorrow, tell us how the world changed. You'll flip the world over by that. Your world. Try it. It's interesting. Good exercise. PT6.
During the lesson, we said that now we're going out to the day and we absorb from the world. What should we absorb from the world, and can we decide what to absorb and what not to?
I am constantly in the morning lesson, and I'm constantly continuing the morning lesson. And in the background of the morning lesson, I determine what do I receive from me from this broad external world. Just like that. That this and this and this, I can let it come into me, and what I receive from the external world, in what can I expand, broaden my vessel of reception, my attitude to the Creator, to the world. That is something I need to do. Meaning I have great work during the day, that on the background of, that I don't forget, the morning lesson. On that background, I can also allow myself to absorb all kinds of discernments from the external world. And if I can't absorb them correctly, so I only participate there in an external way. I build myself in two paltzufim. My inner eye that is connected to the morning lesson in the group, and I don't disconnect from there, and my external eye that I just do things like a puppet towards the whole world. That's it.
How does this inner eye not disconnect from the morning lesson?
I am constantly going through the morning lesson inside me, and if I can, I also listen, and if I can't, I listen to songs. At least there are songs. Everybody has music on in the background throughout the day. That's, everybody does that. That's called normal. So you do that at least. Each one depends wherever he is, where he works. Okay. Well, I can't hold info down any longer, that they want to tell us something. Yes, please.
Yeah, before we go over today's schedule, we're going to tell the Israeli Kli that on Thursday there will be a special evening lesson. We will update it in the schedule. The World Kli is invited to connect as well, but it's intended first and foremost to the Israeli Kli in light of the situation in Israel. It'll be regarding connection in